Good afternoon. We'll continue to see increasing sunshine today as high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes and Midwest. Temperatures not nearly as cold as recent days, with highs reaching into the lower 30s and in some cases even passing freezing by a degree or two. For tonight, mostly clear skies will allow temperatures to drop quickly after sunset and all the way down towards zero in many locations by early tomorrow morning, in some spots as low as 10 to 15 below, especially across the higher terrain. With that high pressure center overhead tomorrow morning, we'll have plenty of sunshine to start the day. However, clouds will be on the increase in the afternoon as highs reach the middle 20s. Those clouds will be in advance of an Alberta Clipper, which will arrive on Thursday with another round of mainly light snow. Temperatures along with the snow will reach into the lower and middle 20s. The snow will wind down on Thursday evening, and as the Clipper passes by, the door will open for a big pool of Arctic air to flow in for Friday and the upcoming weekend. Clouds will give way to some breaks of sunshine on Friday afternoon. It'll be windy and frigid, with temperatures only in the upper single digits and lower teens and wind chills well below zero. A few snow showers Saturday near 10 above, and between 0 and 10 above with a gusty northwest wind on Sunday, keeping it bitter cold with wind chills as low as 10 to 40 below. A mix of sun and clouds on President's Day, but remaining breezy and very cold with highs only near 10 above. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are out for a large part of the upper Midwest and northern plains. Snow and ice will continue to develop ahead of a surface low and cold front today. A wide swath of light to moderate snowfall accumulations is expected across Minnesota and the Great Lakes, while a narrow zone of sleet and freezing rain will be possible just to the south of the snow. Behind the front, conditions will turn bitter and blustery as a strong surface high pressure center nosing down from Canada brings gusty winds and plunging temperatures into the north-central United States. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Borrejo, California, to a low of 26 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-30s, Boston increasing sun near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 53 set in 1955, and the record low 21 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning at 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening 5:20 p.m., 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs reaching the middle to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine today with highs reaching the upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs right around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows near zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs around 30 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds in the mid-20s. Light snow across the region on Thursday, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clouds giving way to breaks of sunshine Friday, turning windy and much colder, with highs in the lower teens and wind chills staying below zero. Mostly cloudy with snow showers Saturday in the lower teens. Windy and bitter cold with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, 0 to 10 above. And on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds remaining breezy and frigid, with highs again near 10 above zero. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.